Hello.
Hello. Hi, am I speaking with Terry?
Yes.
All right, well, hi. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
I've got a television.
Oh, all right. But does anyone in your household, like, do they work for that kind of thing? Like, do they work for a news media outlet or, like, print, radio? Do they work in, like, internet services or being on the news, television?
No.
No? All right. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right. I know it's a few weeks away still, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary elections for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Vote, yes.
All right. So that'd be like a definitely vote or probably vote?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. All right. So since you want to get a large demographic of all ages, what is your age?
71.
71. All right. So just to be sure we're also representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White. All right. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them, and a 50 is very neutral. And if you have no opinion of these people or have never heard of them, if you could also please say so. So the first one is Jamie McLeod Skinner.
No.
So, no as in no opinion, or you have never heard of him, or you would give him, like, a 0, like a bad rating?
I haven't heard of him much.
All right. No worries. And what about Janelle Bynum?
I don't know. I don't want to vote for her.
All right. So what would you rate her then on a scale of, like, 0 to 100? A 0 meaning that, like, you don't really like her that much, and 100 being that, like, you would definitely vote for her. Like, you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards her.
0.
0? All right. So, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for, Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Ooh, I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. So, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
I think I got a pamphlet on her yesterday, and she was the one that supported abortions.
No. All right. So would you say that you've heard, like, a little about her then, or some, or a lot?
Rare.
Rare? All right. So, like a little then.
Yeah.
All right. Rare. And from what you, like, saw or you read or you heard about Janelle Bynum, does this make you want to support her for Congress much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely? All right. And what made you want to support her a little less likely for Congress from what you, like, read or saw or heard?
Well, if she's for abortions, I don't know. I don't like that.
All right. So you would say that you don't like that she's pro-abortion then?
Yeah.
All right. That she's pro-abortion. All right. So the last few questions I have are for statistical purposes. Just want to let you know that we're about 90% done with the survey. So thank you so much for your time and for being here. So what is the last year of schooling that you completed?
12.
12? All right. Are you married, unmarried, but living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Divorced, all right. Do you have any children 18 mm-hmm. years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right, no. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know.
Right, no worries. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's like urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, all right. Well, this mm-hmm. concludes our survey, Terry. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And I'll be with the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.